To be Welsh on Sunday. To be Welsh on Sunday in a dry area of Wales is to wish for the only time in your life that you were English and civilised, and that you had a car or a bike and could drive or pedal to your heart's desire, the county next door wet on Sundays where the pub's never shut and the bar is a paradise of elbows in your ribs, and the dark liquids flow, not warm, not cold, just right, and family and friends are there beside you, shoulder to shoulder, with the old ones sitting indoors by the fire in winter, or outdoors in summer at a picnic table under the trees, or beneath an umbrella that says 7-Up and Pepsi, though nobody drinks them. And the umbrella is a sunshade on an evening like this, when the sun is still high and the children play soccer and cricket, and it's watch your beer dar as the gymnast vaults over the family dog, it hides beneath the table and snores and twitches until time, gentlemen, please. And the nightmare is upon us as the old school bell, ship's bell, rings out its brass warning, and people must leave the Traveller's Rest, the Fin and Wem, the Tea Coch, the Antelope, the Butchers, the Derry, the White Rose, the Con Club, the Plough and Harrow, the Flora, the Woodville, the Pant Mower, the Cow and Snuffers. God bless them all. I knew them in my prime.